Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. Get your life back on track. getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, it's 3 o'clock. You can play the audio again. For a second, I didn't know if that was Kenny J. Trump or the real POTUS there. Hold on. Well, we're hosting the draft. It's a really big thing, you know?
Yeah, we should do it for more things.
That was amazing. Can I hear that?
Because there's never been anything on the National Mall.
A lot of things. Ever. The biggest things.
There's never been anything on the National Mall.
I'm not going to say it.
A lot of black people. Maybe too many black people.
I don't know. maybe like a million of them. I don't know.
All right. Sorry. We were dying during the update. I'm like, that audio is amazing. So there was no point in just being like, all right, everybody, Tigers, we can play it and have a laugh. Okay. Are we good?
Okay.
Everybody under control.
Yes.
Okay, now we can do Tiger baseball.
Now we can do Tiger baseball.
No. Don't you dare ask me to do anything. This is your baby. You had a question you wanted to ask. Right. Ask the damn thing.
I'm going to ask the question, Mike. What I am saying is this. Maybe, just maybe, looking at this current Tiger team, we may have sold them short. Here, let me explain. They got the best record in the AL, okay? 22-13. Their run differential, best in the majors at plus 63. And that coming from Will Birchfield, the Birchie kid. But 7 regulars with an OPS over 800. Not just the pitching, but the regular guys, okay? Tork, Carpenter, Green, Torres, McKinstry, Gervais, Baez. And Daniel.
It's Javier Baez.
Okay. You're looking at this team. Did we sell this, real quick, did we sell this team short by saying 90 wins and this team would be successful? Because I'm looking at this team now, and this looks like a team that can win over 90 games. And I'm not saying 100, but I am saying, yeah, I'm moving the needle past 90 into 93, 94, 95. We keep saying, well, you know, they're going to fall apart. Maybe they won't fall apart.
Well, who's saying they're falling apart?
No, because I think a lot of people still have PTSD when it comes to the Tigers, and they think of the bad Tigers teams. I think this team has turned the corner and is now a respectable team in Major League Baseball.
90 and 72 is more than respect. It's dominant.
No. It is dominant, but I'm saying, are we selling them short?
No.
I think the way this team is winning
no,
and scoring
it's everybody,
runs.
They're off to a nice start, and everyone is fondling their beanbag. I'm not going to 100 if that's what you're asking.
I'm not asking you to go to 100, but I'm saying I think it's going to be north of 90.
Okay. Let's get into it. No, I'm not going here after 35 games. Yes, they're going to win the next 3 against the Rockies, who have 6 wins. 6. Not 16. 6.
Hey, Chicago, watch this.
Right. And again, they're off to a wonderful start. But in a 162-game season, I'm not going to extrapolate 20. Let's say they win the next three. 25-13. You think they're going to be 50-26? You think they're going to be 75-30? No.
I'm not saying 100, but I think they will be north of 90.
I'm not ready yet.
I am.
Show me a shortstop. Show me Parker Meadows healthy. Show me someone doing something at the trade deadline. Then I'll get into the look. 90-72 is going to put you as one of the three best teams in the AL, and that is where
you can't
I am.
Meet me at 92-7.
No, I'm not doing no because that's potato potato.
No, because I was at 87, and you're like, come on, give me 90.
Right, come on.
You can't give me 92.
I'm not yet. No.
Okay,
go ahead, Kenny. You look poised to speak. Am I crazy here? I'm just not ready to do this.
No, and you know what it is? It's 1 month of baseball. How many guys have we seen in Tigers history who've put together 1 month of baseball? It seems as if they're all just doing it together at the same time. By the way, did we expect, what did we say at the beginning of the season? North of terrible for Javi Baez?
Sure.
He's playing like a real baseball player again, which is something we never saw coming. And by the way, we don't know if it's sustainable.
There it is.
But see, I wonder if that's the reason why people won't do it is because it's the ghost of Tiger's past. Well, remember this guy, and we believed in this guy, and it fell apart. And what about Red Pop? And what about this guy? And what about that guy? Those guys aren't here. These guys are getting it done, and they're getting it done on a daily basis. And at first it was, okay, it's just 1 month. Okay, well, now it's going on 2 months. Okay, well, it's going to eventually fall into 3 months. It's like, or at some point, maybe they're just a good team.
They are good.
That goes out.
More of this for the next 2 months. And then I can say, okay.
See, I just got
That's wrong, Kenny.
No, I just got a feeling that even if they did, you know what? 248-539-9797. No, hold on, Kenny. Can this team exceed the 90-win mark we gave them a few weeks ago? Go ahead, Kenny.
David just saying 2 months. It's like, yes, if they win all the games, then they will have won all the games.
That's pretty big.
Very big. A lot of games.
So you get me close to the deadline and they're still doing this? Okay. Okay, fine then, Kenny. I believe now. So that's what you want me to do? I believe now. We're all series bound.
It's no right or wrong answer. You're saying deadline. You're saying July 4th. What are you saying, Kenny?
I just said give me another month of good baseball. That's all. So if we can bank 2 months.
June 1st?
Yeah, sure. Give me a couple of months.
Hold on. So I'm saying 2 months, which is July 4th, and you're ripping me but not ripping Mike?
That's like me saying 90 games, and this guy's jackhammering my balls because he's at 92. I don't even know what's happening.
I just believe in the team more than you.
You know what? Why don't you go work for Bally? 248. Hey. Go ahead. 539-9797. Where are you guys at with it? I mean, it's like, obviously, they've put together a magical first month. They're hitting, they're pitching, they're doing it all. But no, I'm not ready to leap with 130-some-odd games to go that they're above a 90-win team, because I don't know if any will be. Ask me if the Yankees are above a 90-win team. I can't say that. Now, the NL, it's different. I can sell you the Dodgers. I can sell you the Mets. I can sell you some of those teams. They're just built entirely different. The AL... You might be the number one team in the AL at 90. It could happen. My Yankees stink. Don't have any pitching.
Can't even give me 91?
No. Okay. July 4th.
Okay.
248-539-9797. This thing on? We could bury Sharon Moore if you'd like. I don't care. David, anything you want to add?
I'm waiting 2 months.
Where are you at with your Tigers? Should we be above 90 wins? Rico is berating all of us.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Get to the callers in a moment. Rico wants to go above 90. I'm not. I just think 90 and 72 is an incredible season in baseball. I don't think there's any team in the AL right now I guarantee is going to win 90. I feel comfortable saying the Tigers will, but I ain't going above it. Not because on May 5th, they just got done clobbering the Angels. They're going to drop a bomb on the Rockies. The Rockies are, they're another kind of bad. I mean, it's remarkable.
They are.
Now, they have won two games this week. That's big. David, Ticket Tech's coming in. What do people have to say about it?
The window is 90 to 95. That's it. Bank it. Not going past that. 90-win pace without the face of the franchise, Matt Vierling. Yes, I'm going over 90 wins because he'll return. Quick calculation, someone says. 22 wins, 35 games is 101 wins and 162. Are you willing to go that far? Rico.
No.
Sam in Dearborn.
No, I'm not, but I'm also accounting for the fact that Parker Meadows should be back into this lineup, so that's like picking up a trade without having to get rid of somebody.
Are you sure? You sure Parker Meadows will be back in the lineup?
I think so.
Okay. All right. AC.
I didn't say today.
AC from Monroe. May is going to be...
He ain't Tank Dill.
I apologize for that. That was a bad take.
He'll be back next week. What? The guy's leg is still laying on the field in Kansas City.
That was a bad take. Reports came out today. He's going to miss the entire season.
Generally, losing a limb may delay your football career.
I thought we had better science than that.
You got new legs.
Oh, man. May is going to be a far more challenging stretch for Detroit. Everything after the Colorado series up until the Chicago series is challenging. That is from AC in Monroe. Detroit pitching is a consistent aspect of this team. That will get them to 95 wins.
Love to see it, but I'm playing the long game. Baseball's not like any other sport. You're going to have injuries. You're going to have some bad ones. You're going to have a cold streak. You're going to have a losing stretch. And here's what happens. You lose 7 out of 10 games at some point, and all of a sudden, all these projections go right out the window. I'm not doing it. 90 and 72. It's going to be good enough to win the division.
Jeez, why don't you guys just wait until the playoffs to start believing? My God.
Hold on. The belief is they're going to win 90. Don't make fun of me because I'm not doing what Rico's doing, where it's Henry Rosengrat and managing the team, and they're going to win 120 games.
I think that was more making fun of David for saying, oh, give me 4 months of good baseball.
Yeah, David wants to make a decision on October 1st.
I said two. Oh, I already am pleased and believe, but June 1st, this continues. I'll start talking more than 90 wins.
Look, I want to believe, but there are a couple of things. They're an abyss at shortstop. I need to have Parker Meadows back. And here's the other thing. Is Scott Harris actually going to make a buy move at the deadline? He's been very averse to making buy-side trades. So I don't think it's crazy to wait. No one's sitting here doubting that what they're doing is real, primarily. The two concerns I have would be McKinstry and Javier Baez. I don't believe in either guy. And I don't have to after a month. If we're sitting here a month from now, I have a right to change my mind.
And I guess I feel like they can go over 90 because they've gone up in series against your Yankees, against
my Yankees
San Diego.
Stink, and we're down 100 players. Stop making us like we're the Globetrotters.
San Diego.
Good team.
Seattle.
Eh.
They're 20 fake. And 13.
They're fake.
They're fake.
They're not good.
13. Okay.
Come on. The Mariners.
You're making them out to be the Dodgers, Rico.
No, I'm not making them out to be the Dodgers, but I'm saying they're leading the West.
David, notice he didn't bring that series
up. No! They lost to the Dodgers, but you know what? They competed against the Dodgers.
90.
They didn't get blown out, and I was just like, okay.
I'd sign a piece of paper right now for 90. Not 89, not 91. 90 and 72, I'd sign the paper right now.
That might be the question, then, is would you sign up for a 90-win guarantee, better or worse?
Me, right now, 90.
I agree.
Because I know I'm in the playoffs at 90.
Good. In the AL, that's good.
Exactly. I'd sign it today.
I'll wait until September to sign.
Yeah, David's waiting until October 1st to just make that determination.
It's September 20th.
Okay, I'll
would you sign a piece of paper at 90?
Would I sign a piece of paper at 90? Yes.
Just to lock it in.
Yes, but I would go over. But yes, I would.
No!
You have to pick. That's the point. Is you could do better than 90, but you sign the paper
okay, then
now.
No, I'm not signing it then.
Unbelievable. Wow. Okay.
I'm not signing
That's gutsy. Let's go to Luke, 97.1. Luke, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
You just made a good point just a second ago about how hard it is to win baseball games. It's a long, grueling stretch, 162. 90, I think, is great. I think what's helping us is our pitching staff. Pitching's going to win, especially with the depth that we have and the players that we have returning. But I think the big thing that I like to see is, yeah, we lose 7 out of 10 down the stretch. That sucks. But in the end, we still get to play the White Sox every once in a while, and that's going to be our saving grace.
Yeah, the White Sox, Minnesota,
yeah,
Colorado.
No, I mean, it's just, now, Luke, you're right. You do have a built-in there. It does help you that this division it's not very good. I don't think the Guardians are as good as they are last year, despite a good early start for them. They have their own deficiencies, several of them, in fact. So, yeah, Luke, you could be right. I'm just not ready to go there yet. Good talk. Let's go over to Jay, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, pal?
Hey, boys, how are you today?
Good, man.
Hey, Jay.
Before I say anything, I got to say, Mike, every time I hear you say Jahvir Bates, I giggle like a little girl. It was freaking hysterical.
It's the best sound clip ever, and it is a different human. That is not Javier Baez out there.
I absolutely love it. But I'll admit, at the beginning of the season, I think from an emotional standpoint, I almost wanted to see him fail. I got to admit it. But, man, I'm loving watching what he's doing. I'm getting excited about him again. And maybe all my emotions are going to get crushed by the middle of the season. I don't know. But anyway, what I wanted to say was, I think you guys are looking at this whole 90-plus thing from an inverted scenario. You can't base an argument on something that's subjective. If we're all going to look to the future, it's one big guess when you really break it down. We got to base it on objective information, and what we've got right now is we're playing 63%.
Mm-hmm.
That puts us at 102, and I'm ready to go there because the reason I can go there is because I'm basing it on what we're doing right now, not what we think is going to maybe falter or fall back on in the future. So if they don't do it, they don't do it. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm so freaking excited about this team. I can't stand it. And I'm going at 102 games.
Whoa!
And I'm basing that on objective information that we already have, not feelings. I'm not in my feelings. I'm going on what we've already done. And what we've done is 63%. That puts us at 102. And please, God, let it happen.
Oh, that's where I'm at, boys. Jay's extrapolating, and he's saying, yeah, he doesn't believe in that 7 out of 10 game losing streak.
I want to say this out loud. He's predicting 102 and 60.
That was Jay, not me.
Just 102 and 60.
Okay.
That is.
I was saying 92.
Holy hell, that's an amazing
That's
year.
On you, Rico. That's
not
one.
On me.
That's
on
one. Me. That guy. It's because of you.
Because he believes in the team?
102?
I didn't say go 102. I said above 90. You know what's above 90? 91. You know what's above 90? 92. I didn't say 102. I said over 90. But hey, he's optimistic.
I'm not. I can't
be mad at him.
I didn't hate on him.
Waiting until Halloween.
Oh boy.
I mean, if you want to make fun of me for saying, "Look, July 4th, I'll do it," but like, no, I just feel 90 is a unbelievable amount of praise that is being short sold here.
See, actually, Mike, I'm actually giving you credit because you initially said 90, and I wasn't on that bandwagon. I'm like, come on, it won't be 90. But after talking with you, I'm like, okay. And now I'm looking at this team saying,
yeah, they're a 91 team.
Not only are you getting timely hits, but you also have a pitching staff. You also have a player who's going to come back and help this team.
Now, if you wanted me to go north of 90, I want to do this for the sanctity of our show, and I wasn't here Friday.
And Javier Bays.
Kenny, you know what will move him above 90?
Oh no. Here it comes. Clifford. There we go.
Excuse me.
The first one of the day is always the most special one.
Quiet, Langford. So, yes, but then you'd have me at 95.
And if I can get 2 months of Javier Bays, okay.
Yeah.
Then, if it falls off the cliff, fine. I'm going to ride this thing till the wheels come off.
That's my guy, Javier Bays.
But, yeah, looking at what you said and what I'm seeing and the teams that they still have to play, okay.
You'll have a party this week. As long as they don't sleepwalk, they should drop a bomb on this Colorado team.
Yeah.
There's bad, and then there's the Rockies.
And that's the other thing that I like is when they're playing bad teams, they're treating them like bad teams. We're not going to let you hang around. We're going to go out there. We're going to put up a softball score, hop on a plane, and go to the next one.
Yeah. That's a mark of a really good 90-win baseball team.
You know what? I'm going to get the marker. If they go 91 or higher, I win.
That's fine. Okay. And I hope you're right. I'll buy you whatever sad bowl you want. I'll get you a big bowl of cucumbers, all right? That's your deal.
With bacon?
Brother, whatever you want. I don't care.
Man.
I want you to be right. I'm just not ready yet. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls, ticket texts as well. Javier Bays. 97.1.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
We host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, straight to the people. Rico wants to reevaluate the Tigers from the position of a couple weeks ago, me saying they're a 90-win team, which, again, I just encourage you, look at the amount of teams that win more than 90 games in baseball. Hey, I'm not saying you can't, but I'm not ready to throw the gauntlet down and say you will. If I could sign a piece of paper that the Detroit Tigers, who are currently 22-13, would be 90-72, I'd sign it today. I don't know if any team in the American League is going to go much over 90. That includes mine. So that's what we're rapping about. We'll go to Paul on a cell, 97.1. Paulie, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, hey, sir.
I have a cautionary tale for you. You remember Chris Shelton?
Yeah.
I think it was 2006. He had an April like Aaron Judge is having right now. By July, he was in Toledo, and they had traded for Sean Casey. Got to keep that in mind when you want to make a judgment on the Tigers this early in the season.
And, Paul, I'm going to let you finish, but that was almost 20 years ago. That's like we can't make a trade because of Doyle Alexander and John Smoltz. After a while, you got to move on from that.
Well, I agree with you. I think that's absolutely right, Rico. I'm just suggesting we cannot get too excited about McKinstry and Baez and even Torque at this point.
Yeah, I mean, the Torque stuff, I feel like Torque and Mize, there's enough in some of the underlying data I can buy into it. But yeah, Paul, I'm with you. I'm going to need a lot. Like, I know, Rico, you did the, you know, give love a chance with Javier Baez.
Right.
It's going to take a lot for me to believe in Avi. A lot. And it sure as hell ain't happening on May 5th. Enjoy what you got. Be thankful it's helped.
I mean, who would have thought that he would actually be a pretty decent center fielder?
Oh, God.
I didn't say good. He's handling his business out there.
I know. I just, I can't. What was the consensus when you did this Friday?
I think a lot of people were like, yeah, he was a big surprise, and it was more so.
But they've bought in?
They're starting to buy here.
Okay. Go to Joe, 97.1. Joseph, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I'm here. Okay. Hey, yeah. No, I probably did call in on Friday. I remember talking about this before, but here's why I'm buying in. Like, here's what we have to ask, okay? Are they a better team or a worse team that had that sizzling hot streak at the end of the season last year, man? They didn't even have a starting rotation, and now we got Casey Mize pitching like he's a pretty solid, you know, really, it's like a number one pick, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we have a rotation now, and Torkelson is hitting now, and yes, Javier Baez has been an awesome pickup, right? And I mean, like, all these things are just like, yes, it's just a snapshot, and yes, it's only May, but you kind of have to think of last fall too, in my opinion.
Well, if you listen, I don't believe in momentum between games, much less years. But if you want to piece together what they did from August 1st through what they've done to start this year, yeah, it's probably something to the tune of like, what, 55-28 or something?
53-31.
All right, a little off. Math was never my strong suit. But that's the point is, that's an unbelievable run. But, Joe, I'm just using it as month one. Whatever they did to end last season, it doesn't have a bearing for me now. But yeah, Joe, another few weeks of this, what the hell? I'll have a good time with it. But I try to be more pragmatic with baseball.
I get you. But just my thought process is like, and this is a better team than that team. You know, I mean, these guys are better. The rotation. He has the actual rotation, you know, and not, now it looks like we have an actual opportunity to match up, you know, batters eventually as people come back from injuries and stuff. So. I'm pretty excited.
Hey, Joe, anyone who tells you shouldn't be excited, they don't invite them to your birthday party. Everyone should be excited. I couldn't be more.
David, I'm sorry.
Wow. Wow.
You know what? We're going to have a parade on Woodward, guys. I'm going to call it now.
David's waiting till Thanksgiving.
When the season's over. I told you guys, they were going to do it.
By the way, I know we love the drop. You know who was at the Kentucky Derby?
Oh.
Xavier Legette.
Yes.
Dressed in full cowboy regalia.
They had him up on the TV. I was just like, okay.
I almost texted you guys, and I'm like, no, I'll just save that for the air. I was like, wow.
He was trying some food, and he said, well, you know, it's not raccoon, but.
They must have been struggling with their guest list invites. How far down the star list do you have to go to find Xavier Legette?
Is Aaron Rodgers here?
He was there.
But we have Xavier right here waiting for you.
He was there. He made sure to know right where the cameras were.
And then he said, please leave me alone.
something along those lines. We'll go to Jim, who's up next, 97.1. Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys. You know, everyone needs to, like, get themselves a bowl of sliced cucumbers, sit back and chill out a little bit. Because, you know, it is early in the season. We've all seen where, you know, injuries take a play. And we got a lot of divisional games coming up. And nobody's just going to sit back and hand it to the Tigers. I mean, they're going to compete. I mean, but I tell you, if we look at the end of last season and the beginning of this season, you know, when they do the cutaways to the dugout after a home run or a great play and everything, and this team is tight, and they're awesome athletes, and at this point, they're beginning to believe that they can do anything. So even with that, 90, 91, 92 wins, that would be awesome. That would put them in a great place for a run at the pennant.
Yep.
And go further. I mean, that would be awesome. So just chill out, sit back, eat your bowl of sliced cucumbers.
There it is.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with sliced cucumbers.
Yeah, except that they smell from 6 feet away. Listen.
It's great.
All I'm saying is, what Jim said is the reason you may end up being right. There is a belief, this is a tight-knit clubhouse, they are red asses. They compete. There aren't a lot of games I feel like it's a laydown for them, a layup, a getaway day. And they are...
And the way they finish out games and getting it, like, they're never out of it. Like, okay, guys, if we need to score 6 runs in the ninth, we can do this type of thing.
It's inexplicable. Now, here's the problem. I don't want to be labeled David. There are some inexplicable things happening offensive.
There are.
Not torque. That's explainable.
Dingler? No.
There are some... I don't want to start calling out players, but McKinstry. There are people that are inexplicable.
Need something for that.
Yeah, excuse me. Langford. Like, I
bless
just...
you, Michael.
Excuse me. No, it just... I want to see a little more. I'm just trying to be pragmatic. But of course I'm excited.
No, Mike, as I stated, I get what you're saying. You convinced me on the 90, and then I'm starting to think they may be able to squeeze a couple of more victories out of that and get to 91, 92, 93. I'm not saying 102.
Yeah, I mean,
at no point did I say that.
Here's my question, David. If the guy's going to have this opinion where I get my balls broken about 90 and 72, doesn't he have to at least be at 95 and 67?
I would agree.
His price is right, buddy.
Wow. You don't want to go over that mountain climb. You don't want to fall.
I used to love that word. A little goofball in the Lederhosen would go up the mountain.
Yeah,
tremendous.
I just got to bid $1 more than you.
248-539-9797. We'll get more to people in the mix. We are going to get some Pistons conversation. We want to put that to bed because this is going to be a big summer. And I just want to outline something. And you guys can take it where you want to go. Here's the one thing we're not going to do. Basically, what you've been fed the other 8 hours of the day. We are not doing Giannis talk. We are not doing Giannis talk.
Scratch this off my list.
Any mention of any Greek basketball player. We're not doing this.
What about Giannis, his brother?
Right, Javier Bayes. Johnny Abedabupo. Come on. No, we're not doing it. I heard some of the most asinine trade proposals.
Giannis.
Right.
Giannis.
All right, David, a few of the ticket techs. We'll get to the calls. Get a little football today, top of the hour. I want to get into the Pistons in the 4 o'clock. We already discussed the Sharon Moore self-imposed penalties. We tried to explain it very simply in a level-headed manner. June 6th and 7th is when the show begins. Because Michigan self-imposing, that ain't got nothing to do with the NCAA is going to accept. So if you want that, all of it, Odyssey.com rewind. David, what do you got?
Darren in Canton says, I'm with Rico. If the Tigers go 500 the rest of the way, they have 86 wins. If they stay at current pace, they will win 101 games. So 92 and 70 isn't out of the world.
It's not. I'm just not ready to go there.
I'm still at 88 wins. They'll continue. Wow. They'll continue this till June 1st. I'm going 94 wins, he says.
Okay. Hey, listen, certainly this week you will. I mean, losing a game to Colorado should be finable. That's a finable offense. Win all three, get to 25 and 13. And then I'll start to lock in again when you're playing actual baseball teams instead of the Savannah Bananas, wherever the hell Colorado is. I mean, my God. Dude, how do you win 6 baseball games? It's May 5th. They were 4-25. Impossible.
They're riding a 2-game wins in a week.
Yeah, hot as a firecracker.
Yeah.
David, go ahead.
I would sign up for 90 in a heartbeat. We will be lucky to win 85, though. Okay. Write it down.
Well, now, see, we start with the hyperbole.
Yep.
There's no luck. They're a good baseball team. They can pitch. Most of the hitting seems reasonable. The official tiger of this show is a monster in Kerry Carpenter.
See, I think a lot of people just have the PTSD. And you saw with the Lions. It was like, oh, just wait. I've watched the Lions for decades. They'll fall apart. And then all of a sudden.
Well, no, that's going to happen this year.
May.
But. You see the over-under in Vegas?
I did. We'll discuss that.
Cookies has him 16-1. All by double digits.
Really?
That's what I heard.
You know what? If they go 16-1, we will do a show in disco shirts.
No, we won't. We'll go to Ken, 97-1. Kenny, what's up, pal?
Hey, fellas, how are you?
Good,
hey.
Kenny. What's on your mind?
I'm definitely going with 90. I'm not going with 100. It's an if, but if their pitching stays healthy, I think they're going to be right there.
Okay. All right. Okay, Ken. Thanks, buddy. Hey, Kenny, the one that works with us. That's one. All right. Let's go over to Cliff. He'll get last word, and we're going to move on. Cliff, what's going on, buddy?
How you guys doing?
Hey, Cliff.
Mike, all these years, the first time I've ever talked to you.
Well, welcome aboard. I'm glad this is what got you in, a little Tigers optimism.
I love the Tigers. That's my favorite team by far. Rico, I'm going with you in 93. There's no doubt about it. The reason why, and I was going to call him last week, Mike, when you said 90, I don't care if it's 85, 90, 95. They will have the best record in the American League. There's no doubt. I know my second favorite team is the Yankees, but they just don't. They have one phenomenal starting pitcher, and after that, I know they're hurt, but last year I think the Yankees won 94, so Tigers winning 93-94 is not really bad at all.
Now, and Cliff, can I ask you a question real quick?
Yes, sir.
Because you said something that I've never heard before in this town. Because the Yankees are viewed as Satan in this town. Take it from a Yankee fan. How are you a born and bred Tiger fan, and you chose the 100%. Yankees as your B team?
I bet you I can answer this. Cliff, how old are you?
Go ahead.
How old are you, Cliff?
I'm 65.
Okay, because for years, between 68 and 84, the Tigers did nothing. So he had to root for somebody when the World Series came along, so he rooted for the Yankees.
Is that true, Clifford?
No, not necessarily. I've always liked it. It's tradition, Rico. It's absolutely tradition. The players they've had, I went years ago before they tore it down Tiger Stadium. We stood at home play and just – The players that the Yankees have been there and Tigers and everything is just phenomenal. I'm a traditional. I like the Yankees because, you know, I like the pinstripes, the hat. But, I like teams like
that.
The Yankees are, but they're not close to Tigers now. Don't get me wrong.
I don't think we're very good. No, I don't think we're very good at all.
Okay. No, they don't. Well, you can't blame them with injuries, though, Mike. You know, they're starting pitching. They got probably the best pitcher in baseball right now. I have a question for you.
Yeah, but Garrett Cole died 10 minutes before the season. We got 11 pitchers on the IL. Come on, Cliff.
I agree 100%. Why did they take Skubal out the other night with 73 pitches?
Look, here's the thing. For when you're running this hot, okay, I'm not going to micromanage. I know it's a little surprising, okay. Cliff.
It works, though.
But the bottom line is, you need Skubal to be able to throw 110, 115 in the stretch, in the playoffs. I got no problems in April when we're going to go, you know what? I don't need you to get to 90. I don't need you to go to the seventh. I'm just, it's not a big deal to me.
Yeah.
You're running hot. You could have children pitch to the Rockies. You could go to the same Boys and Girls Club that LeBron James made his announcement at. You could pick 3 of those kids who look confused why they were even there, start them this week, you'd beat the Rockies. Yes, Kenneth.
No, this was on Friday when they beat the LA 9-1. I don't need Skubal out there for all 7,
you're running hot.
Yeah.
You're up by a zillion.
Hey, go ahead, take the rest of the day off.
We'll put those miles on the return trip.
Mm-hmm.
But I like that Cliff respects a class organization like the New York Baseball Yankees.
Thank you, Cliff.
Kenny, that's a gesture that should not be on camera. That was terrible. That was unbelievable.
See, I thought it was just the fact that, you know.
You see what he just did?
I did not.
You cannot do that. I mean, you can. I just don't appreciate it when it was about the Yankees.
Worse than the gestures you do on camera.
Yeah. Yes, it was worse. Yes, it was worse.
It ain't even that. He does something else, and I'm like, okay. You know what I'm talking about?
I do. All right. Well, Kenny was shaking the dice back there as well.
Okay.
So there you go.
Okay.
I said the Yankees are a class organization. Corner my eye. He goes, oh. I'm like, all right. All thanks a lot. Hey, Kenny, what time the Pistons play tonight?
You mean Wings?
Go ahead, make the Red Wings joke too while you're at it. What time's Red Wings playoff game tonight, Kenny? Oh, wait.
It's a good thing Steve's got a lifetime deal. Things are really looking up. All right, we'll get to a football today, and then I do have a Pistons topic I want to bring up. Boy, Ken, it was well timed. We didn't need it again, Kenny. 97-1.